Let's get back to boom, 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 chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom, chaka boom. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And we are here about the business of keeping you informed as to some of the important issues of the day. Usually things relax a little bit about this time of year. Between Christmas and New Year's, things slacken up and get a little lighter and brighter, and so that's okay. Thinking about the past, it's a waste of time. Focusing on the future, if you're into the now, this is probably a good place for you to be because the things that we're talking about are going on right now. I find it interesting, the story of this American contractor. Remember his story? He's kidnapped a couple of years ago by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And so he has implored the president. This is a, I think this is an indication of leadership in one way or another. The fact that this guy had to get down basically on his hands and knees and beg the president to negotiate his release. He sent a video message to the Washington Post, which has been posted. Basically, in this 13 minutes, if you've seen the videotape, the guy's name is Warren Weinstein. He said, quote, "You are now in your second term as president, and that means that you can take hard decisions without worrying about re-election. I hope and pray to God that you, as leader of the United States, along with your administration, will feel an adequate level of responsibility toward me and work for my release." Weinstein said that he was working as a development expert in U.S. government programs. He was abducted by Al-Qaeda in August of 2011. I guess there are a number of questions that might come out of this, the usual and predictable things that come from the people who don't like Obama. In this circumstance, I guess this, as far as I'm concerned, highlights what the guy is all about across the board. He doesn't pay attention. There is very little on his radar screen except what his ego sort of predicates at that moment. And why it would be that somebody like this in this circumstance would have to do or resort to the point that he did to get the president to, to come
wait
around.
Wait a second.
You know,
what about, well, what about not negotiating with terrorists?
I know. Let me just, that's where I'm, part two of this is okay. That the, this sort of smells a little bit to me like a put up job from the bad guys who would allow him or encourage him or produce with him. I mean, if he's a captive of Al-Qaeda, they must have been complicit or implicit somehow in doing this videotape, right? I mean, is that reasonable to expect? So on the other side of it, there is a not dealing with terrorists sort of sentiment in our country, which has some merit. Because there are, if they figure they can get away with this, they'll just do it wherever they can. They'll grab Americans all over the place if they can do it. I don't know enough about this guy, Kenny, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of these people who are contractors get involved in things sometimes that are under, if you will, the radar. I don't really know, other than I remember hearing the story about him being captured and other people that have been captured in other countries. And, you know, they sometimes people do foolish things like those kids that went over the Iranian-Iraqi border and got caught by the Iranians a couple of years ago and they finally got out. But in this circumstance, I can see on the surface how Al-Qaeda would like to use this as sort of a promotional tool. Look at that bad guy over there. He's just letting his people hang versus, you know, what's our approach? If we make a deal with Al-Qaeda, what kind of a deal can you make with these people? Because they aren't trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? What's the deal? What do you give in return for Warren Weinstein? And how do we know that he's not in bed with, you know, when you see these videotapes, you understand that there's nothing going to get out of it. It's not like he snuck away someplace and got into a studio where there was a television camera and managed to get secretly this thing across the board. No! It was done by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. You say Al-Qaeda, I'll say Al-Qaeda. So what do we do with this guy? Let him sit there and rot? You have to have sympathy for what he's going through and what his family is all about, unless he's joined their ranks, which it wouldn't be the first time something like that happened either. So I don't know what to do. But the way the news media played it, Kenny, was as I started out and you objected immediately. Wait a minute! Because the news media is playing this as if Al-Qaeda was just like any other group. Okay, so we got a bad deal from Macy's. Let's renegotiate it. It doesn't work that way with these guys. It's not going to happen. Right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. It's a horrible precedent to set.
Yeah.
If you know, I don't know what it is that Al Qaeda would want.
Yeah.
And it, right. And
we have
it,
any
it doesn't
other
matter because it will always be more.
Right. Do we have anybody in Gitmo? We must still have some.
Oh, sure.
People in Gitmo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So that's probably what they want. And it's any way to make us look bad. So I don't know what to do. I feel badly the guy's there, but what do you do? At least maybe Obama ought to talk about it a little bit anyway and see what they come up with. So that's item number one on the docket here in this hour of the Good Day program. Item number two takes us to New York.
Oh.
Roberta, it's a wonderful town. As a rookie, if you're going to the Super Bowl looking for the ultimate experience, the rookie Cooper Taylor has something that maybe will be right up your alley. He's renting out his condo. He's got a condo. He's renting his condo for Super Bowl. What is it? 27? What is it? 28? What is Super Bowl? What is this year?
More than that, isn't
38?
It?
38. Trying to read
the 40s.
Yeah, Michael.
They're in the 40s, so they're 47 then. Because, yeah, it is. It's X, which is 50. L. Is X 50? Yeah, X is 50.
X is 10, 10, L is 50.
All right, so it's 10 off of that plus 8. So it is. It's 48. Thank you. I'd forgotten my Roman numerals. Anyway, there's a lucky fan that could go to the big game and spend the week living like an NFL player. A story in the New York Post, Roberta. He's disappointed the Giants will not be playing in the Super Bowl, but because he's going to have that time off, he and his girlfriend figured that they would take a vacation. Thought it would be nice to get out of town, go on vacation, because it would be a madhouse in New York. I'm disappointed that we're not playing in it. But anyway, this is a 1,000-square-foot apartment in Rutherford, New Jersey. 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 6 miles from the MetLife Stadium. 6-tenths of a mile from MetLife Stadium. His girlfriend, Susan, rent the apartment month to month for $2,700, asking $9,000 for Super Bowl a week. Good for them. Well, listen, it's the entrepreneurial spirit, capitalistic spirit.
A lot of people in New York are doing that.
Right.
Well, I mean,
if you look around.
We're just getting out of there.
I was looking at some of the real estate. I get a thing from the Wall Street Journal every week that sort of highlights what some of the real estate values are or real estate opportunities. What's her face? Gloria Estefan is renting. She has this monstrous, huge compound in Miami. She's renting out her servants' quarters for $30,000 a month. Right? Is a place I saw on Malibu Beach that was for rent for $67,000 a month.
Woo-hoo.
During the wintertime. Right? Let's see, what other things? I saw an apartment in New York that overlooked Central Park that was this is a 40,000 square foot apartment, if you can imagine.
40,000 square feet? That's
Yeah.
like a whole building.
Yeah, right. It's a whole, can you imagine? I'm sorry, it was 14,000. No, sorry. 14,000. Even that, though, is pretty large.
That's pretty big.
For an apartment. And it's for rent for $105,000 a month.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So that's the kind of stuff that you're looking at. It's certainly it's like child's play for Roberta. And,
oh, right, yeah.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take everybody to Hawaii with me.
The everyday price.
You really?
When do we go?
Belly Glicky Maka, Roberta.
Let's go. Oh, isn't the president over there vacationing?
Of course.
All right. Let's go over there.
We'll stop by, put a shrimp on the Barbie.
All right. There you go. Speaking of, we weren't speaking of this.
Too late. You're already gone.
I know. I'm already there. Well, I was actually thinking about a story. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical people. We have three really good medical people that have a different point of view on medicine. I have Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an interesting sort of, I don't want to say, well, yeah, I do want to say, it's an educated perspective on holistic medicine. And we have Jack Stockwell, who's a chiropractor, and he has a perspective on the on medicine that is sort of, I mean, I don't mean this to be silly, but he focuses on the gut, and his reactions to medical stories and theories is his gut reaction to them, even though he's based in medicine and is a well-known Nuka chiropractor. But a lot of his stuff is based on his own research that you see in his newsletter, Forbidden Doctor. And then there's Ken Kronos, who's very much a traditionalist, who is a heart specialist, cardiologist, who deals with the problems in medicine in a very scientific way. And thus, when we talk about the heart and Heart Factors Plus, Ken recommends that you consider Heart Factors Plus as a way to keep your system working properly and keeping your blood pressure levels at a reasonable level. If you're over 40, chances are your body has started to react to how you've lived, and if you haven't lived particularly well, your blood pressure may start going up. That's where Heart Factors Plus comes right in. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that will boost the nitric oxide level in your system. So your arteries expand, your blood flow improves to your heart, to your brain, to the muscles, to all over your body, and therefore keeping your blood pressure levels at the level they're supposed to be. So you could be 60 and you have the blood pressure level of somebody who's 40. That's what Heart Factors Plus promises. Give yourself a gift, even though it's after Christmas. This is for you. It's about you. Call right now, 800-577-8560 to maintain the healthy blood flow and maintain the blood pressure levels. You need this product. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors. Say it again, Doug. Order Heart Factors Plus today. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a new CoQ10 fish oil formula that is super for your heart as well. So get both items by dialing 800-577-8560. You're going to get Heart Factors Plus, and you're going to get the CoQ10. 800-577-8560.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you try your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Coming up, a 2020 News Quiz question here on the Good Day program. Before we get to that, though, there are some things that I try to have or instill in everybody that's working on the website or all of the things, Facebook and Twitter, anything where we can have some fun or we can at least look at something and smile because there are things that are just not right. There are people who are just not right. You can make your own judgments about those of us who are on the Good Day program, whether we are right or not so right. Today may be an indicator of whether we're right or not. Our video of the day today is Jib Jab, back in the focus. This is their annual year in review video, which you got to see. There happened to be audio attached to it, which we're going to play for you right now.
Along 2013, it's time to send you on your way. The chaos in Egypt, frozen in Pakistan, the spying campaign. What's the question? And they're not shut down.
Obamacare was finally here.
Crack smoking mayors, Carlos Baker, 2013, what a year.
Change.
We've decided it's okay for gays to win. Northwest and then a royal baby. We really knocked them dead. We like homes and Harlem shaking.
I got my twerking butt in here.
Gag. My empire grew bigger.
I said
2013, what a year.
Hey, what's the holdup? I'm a TV actor.
I'm a rock star.
I transformed a nation.
Blockbuster back in Brandon's auto in the boxes. Now then, typhoons and twisters, they tell us all with trend here. There was way more than we can even see ever here.
The Jib Jab folks, it seems to me, are the heir apparents, Kenny, to the Capitol Steps. How many people remember the Capitol Steps? Anybody remember them but me?
I don't.
Remembers the Capitol Steps.
What are the Capitol Steps?
Do you remember the Capitol? Huh?
Nope.
Yeah, I think they're still around.
Are they?
I
remember
so.
When I used to go to all those dinners In Washington, we'd have the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you'd have the Press Association Dinner, and the president would come, and they'd all make jokes and take shots. But the Capitol steps, when I remember them, when I was working in Washington, used to, they would skewer public figures, mostly Washington politicians, but there would be others in the focus as well, and they did a great job. It was just fun stuff, and they did it so well. I remember having them on the program three or four times, and then they seem to have disappeared, but you say they're still around, Kenny, huh? I haven't heard, seen them. So we actually nose around one issue a little bit and see if we can find some audio from them. Maybe there's something recent that we can promote, but I just haven't seen. They haven't done as good a job as they used to at making themselves public or the public aware of them. They are very entertaining, though. Very entertaining stuff. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, as long as the jib-jab thing focuses on the year in review, here is our New Year's resolution sort of poll. These are the top five New Year's resolutions that basically have appeared on websites and in public discussion here and there. Which one of these is yours? A. Lose weight. B. Quit smoking. C. Exercise more. D. Get a better job. E. Save money. F. Other. G. I don't make resolutions. All right, which one of those are you going to pick, Roberta?
E.
E. Save money. All right, that's good for the Queen of Sheep.
Yep,
that's good. Jennifer, what are you going to do?
All of the above except the smoking part, sir.
Really? Okay. That's good. Kenny, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm with Jennifer. I don't smoke, but I could stand to...
Just load me up.
Yeah.
And take all the rest of them. Let's use them.
Right. Lose weight, exercise more, save money, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Do it all. Coming up, a 2020 News Quiz question on Good Day.
Are you an armchair traveler? If so, curl up with a new book about Patrick Lee Fermor, a guy who hiked from Holland to Constantinople when he was just 18.
He mooched and schmoozed off the royal families of 1930s Europe, and it's a great fun to read about.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. And that's not all he did. AARP editor Alan Fallow.
Patrick Lee Fermor and a couple of British companions and a small group of Cretan partisans captured the commanding general of the island from his car and spirited him off the island in a launch and took him to Cairo. And it was one of the most daring exploits of World War II.
Fermor lived to 96 and never lost his mojo. The new biography about this fascinating man is called Patrick Lee Fermor, An Adventure. Author Artemis Cooper describes him as a guy equally happy in caves and the company of countesses. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our poll over the last 24 hours or so, how long will you keep your Christmas tree up? 41% of you said through New Year's. That's what carried the day there. Always have a different poll every day. Check it out. A lot of other information, the things that are new at DougSteffen.com, trying to keep our fingers on the pulse, if you will. The essence of what's going on in the world today, sometimes punctuated or accentuated by how I ask the 2020 News Quiz questions when I ask them. So let's see if we can sink our teeth or our claws into this one. There's an advocacy group for everything. We all know that, right? There's a group called the Death Penalty Information Center.
Oh, that sounds like a real uplifter.
All right. I'm going to ask for you to do, maybe you know this, maybe you saw the story already, or maybe you've heard it, or you can quickly research it. It's easy enough to find. Why would they be in the news? They are among every group in the world, puts together an end-of-the-year report. So what is significant? I guess that's the way to ask the question. What's significant in the report that has been released by the Death Penalty Information Center? They have said something that is contrary to the norm, shall we say. So if you know what that is, you can win a swell prize, 888-302-3684 for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's how you reach us. Email also to Doug@DougSteffen.com or Roberta@DougSteffen.com or Jennifer@DougSteffen.com or Ken@DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day. Kenny, you might want to monitor that in case somebody gives us the answer there. The Death Penalty Information Center has released a report. What is there in that report that is significant for public consumption? All right? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, lots of people are still talking about the Target data hacking and the victimization. There are three different, back to organizations, there are three different advocacy groups. The National Consumer Law Center, the Consumer Action Group, and the U.S. Public Interest Research Group that have reminded those of you who have fallen into this abyss, this trap, if you will, that your responsibility for unauthorized credit card charges is limited by federal law to $50. So if Citibank or if Chase or Wells Fargo or whoever it is that actually owns your credit card says you're responsible for a penny more than that, no, you are not. And most of the time, by the way, I know I had this happen to me a month or so ago. I had $1,970 charged against me that was, I mean, they couldn't discount. There was like $9,000 worth of charges that they boiled down to $1,970. And I didn't pay a penny. Most of the banks will not require you to pay that first $50. Anybody had an experience that was different than that? They got hacked. Roberta, you've been hacked?
Nope. I've been hacked, and they took care of everything.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Kenny, same with you?
I've not been hacked.
Good for you. The advice responding to reports that information from as many as these 47 million credit card users stolen from Target, and the fact that the banks are trying to hide save their butts as much as they can. There's a story at DougStephan.com about the continuation of research being done. This certainly has been one of the things that's been a mainstay of conversation during the holiday season. The credit card companies, not the banks, but Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, the fact that they could do more has been part of this. Everybody's asking, how does this happen so easily? Most cards that are not American, i.e., if they're Asian or European, incorporate these tiny little computer chips and require a PIN code to secure transactions, and that in and of itself virtually eliminates any of the counterfeiting problems that we've had in this country.
However, if you have the chip in your card, you have to keep your card in a metal type of wallet,
right?
Because people can scan that chip and get all your information off of it.
Yeah, people walk by you. There are devices that are available now, and they're very plentiful in big cities, New York.
Yes, I have them on my cards because in most parts of the world, like in Europe, you can't use your card unless it has the chip on it.
Yeah, right. So in this country, though, banks and retailers have resisted paying more because these cards are more expensive. Mm-hmm. The transaction terminals cost more money. The office systems in the back room, more. So, but with this sort of a breach and the other one that was TJ Maxx, I think, a couple of years ago, and there have been three or four others, it may now be, Roberta, that this thing becomes a fact. It may be that the credit card people just say, okay, we're not going to keep eating all of this. It's costing millions and millions of dollars. So you want a credit card from us? You better use it this way or forget it. You can't have a credit card. I can see that happening.
Yep.
Right? You can see that happening easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very easily. All right, so that's number two, by the way. The question, we have another minute or so on the question of what the Death Penalty Information Center has released news-wise to refer to their experiences or our experience in this country regarding their issue in the year 2013. I'm just tired of Phil Robertson, tired of the Duck Dynasty thing. And it's stuff like this that makes me more tired. The Reverend, as Limbaugh says, the Reverend Jesse Jackson now is in on this. He claims that Mr. Robertson is equivalent to Rosa Parks. Man, if I thought, I would have probably forgotten, I would have ignored this, except this is such a stretch, it is so ridiculous that it's worth a chuckle. All right? We all know that Robertson has made these statements about gays, right? Whether it was promotional or not, it's not important to the discussion. The anti-gay comments he made were, according to Jesse Jackson, the same as those made by the bus driver who demanded Rosa Parks give up her seat to a white passenger. Jesse Jackson says, quote, "These statements uttered by Robertson are more offensive than the bus driver in Montgomery, Alabama, when he said to Mrs. Parks, you got to go to the back of the bus. At least the bus driver who ordered Parks to surrender her seat was following state law. Robertson's statements were uttered freely and openly without cover of the law within a context of what he seemed to believe was his white privilege."
Well, you can argue he did do it under the law because it is a constitutional right.
What? To say what you want to say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can make up. The Constitution doesn't protect you from making a fool of
yourself. You could argue it in that way.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that. Is there anybody else who would like to comment on Jesse Jackson? Whether I said it all or not, I just find...
Aren't you just sick of it, though?
I am. I'm tired
of it. It's been blown out of proportion.
You know what it is? Here's what I believe about this. We have to be free to disagree. We have to be free to disapprove. And disapproval isn't hate. It's dangerous.
Right. Disagreeing with something does not mean you hate something.
No. And if you think about how this has matriculated in our society, we've been told that we are not able to base our opinions on our religious beliefs. It's dangerous to our society if we can't disagree, though, in my mind, about proper or improper sexual behavior, whatever you think is right. I may disagree with his comments. I don't think it's anybody's business what people do with each other. It doesn't. As long as nobody's getting hurt, I could care less. That's my own pejorative on this. So do I raise my eyebrow to what Phil Robertson said and maybe have a comment about it? Yeah, but that's my right to disagree with his point of view. It is wrong for us to be teaching that disapproval is the same as hatred. It's dangerous when it comes to Jesse Jackson and some of this stuff, promoting this idea. And this is back to those who are in power or grab power, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, special interest groups, which all have a right to exist, and it's cool that they do exist because it gives us something to talk about. But on the other side of it, the way that this is, that people kowtow or roll over to this megalomaniac, Jesse Jackson, or any of these other people who are lusting for power and they want you to give money to their organization. What's his organization called? Push, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago. He's been shaking people down for decades. What does the guy do for a living? He doesn't have a church. So how come Jesse Jackson's a millionaire?
And his son is a crook.
Right. He's in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's he's responsible. That's not his father's responsibility. Other than you got to wonder what he taught him for values. You know, Jesse may be just smarter than his son, and he's been getting away with it for shakedowns, you know, for decades. So, but to back up what we were talking about here with regard to disagreement, if we, and a lot of this has happened, the Limbaugh thing with that girl, what was her name? Sharon?
Sandra Fluke.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff. That's affected my commerce, and I have nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh except that I'm on stations that he's on, and it still cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars this year because of the statement he made. Is that right? I don't think it's right at all. You can say, well, you have your own interest, self-interest. Yeah, maybe I do, but still the whole idea behind it is wrong, it seems to me. If you don't have the ability to disagree, then, you know, we don't need elections because, you know, just people go in there. If we can't disagree with people in Congress or people who are on a city council or people who are on a school board, we don't have anything left to decide. Or if, in this case, somebody like Robertson wants to go out and do whatever it was he did in the name of a promotion. Disapproval is an important part of what we have going for us as a unique society. And as soon as we take away our right to disapprove and you know, say that we have to take this guy, the guy we disapprove about with Robertson, fine. But we want to silence him?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how it works. At least it didn't work that way in my world. I saw something this week, Jennifer, a Catholic school in Seattle. A assistant principal was fired because he admitted that he was gay.
And he was fired for that.
Yeah. So the kids,
was this
the
a
students,
religious school?
Are they allowed to do that?
Well,
is it a private? It has to be a private.
It was a Catholic. It was a Catholic.
Okay. Yeah.
It was
okay.
Catholic.
That's
school.
Why?
Yep. Catholic school. Said they're not going to change. Principal was forced to resign when it became obvious that there was an alternative lifestyle there. The school spokesperson, Sister Mary Tracy, said it was a church decision, not a school decision. So the students posted a petition asking for a change in the church's stance on gay marriage at change.org. And I don't know where the petition is now. Last time I read anything about it, which was a few, let's see, when did I see this? I saw this, I think, on Monday of this week, Tuesday maybe. But it wasn't an appropriate Christmas conversation, so that's why I didn't have it then. A couple of thousand signatures have been posted at change.org. There were protests in the school's cafeteria. The kids didn't go to class. They protested in the street. The faculty said they're proud of their students for expressing themselves, but because it's a Catholic school, their faculty, they can't comment on the matter one way or another. So right. The Catholic Church muzzles people who disagree, and that's back to what I was just talking about. You know, it's their right to do it if they want to, but is it healthy? What are you teaching the students? The students, it seems to me, are teaching the school a thing or two, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I mean, I kind of respect, if it's a private institution and this is your
rule. They have a right to do it.
They have a right to do whatever they want.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't have to like the rule, but you know it going in.
I just, there's so much foolishness, so much focus on the gay lifestyle. Brian Boitano, everybody know who he is?
Yeah, news break. He's gay. Who knew? And he's a skater, huh?
Yeah.
That's breaking news. I know, shocking.
Why does that get everybody all? I've told you the woman who was probably the most important woman in my life for shaping who I am today was a lady named Marion Proctor. Marion, what are you laughing?
I just love the exam she used to give you.
Nah, very funny, Roberta.
She's a proctologist.
Completely out of context, but at any rate, Marion was the foremost skating coach in our country and has pretty much taught every person who was an Olympic champion how to skate. She taught Brian Boitano. She taught, was the first woman, Tenley Albright, and dozens of others who were accomplished skaters in our country. She taught them how to skate. And I think about, I met Brian once. Seemed like a nice kid. You know, I don't have gaydar, and it didn't appear to me, you know, you're all chuckling because who would have thought that somebody who is a skater is gay? Is that what happens when a skater's all gay? Is that what you're telling me? A lot of gay people, a lot of skaters are gay? Is that what I'm supposed to take away from
most
the conversation?
Most figure skating males are.
Yeah, okay. Guys in ballet, yes.
You know what? He's a good skater, though, so what difference does it make? Who gives a crap what his sexual orientation is? He's won the United States many trophies. He's honored our country with his skating. So why would anybody make an issue out of whether he's gay or not?
Because he's going to Russia to represent us.
So the Russians don't like gay.
There you go.
Him and Billie Jean King.
Yeah, good for that. Okay.
They are.
All right. Look at the room together. Yeah. Okay. So, the answer, let's get the answer to our 2020 quiz question that didn't get answered by anybody because they didn't figure out what the Death Penalty Information Center is all about. I don't know whether you consider it the good news or not. There were 39 executions this year. It's 2013's number. 39 executions in our country. Second time in two decades that saw fewer than 40 people executed. The only reason, however, we take solace in this only to the point when we learn that the reason for the problem is the states can't get lethal injection drugs because they become illegal. So, I mean, I laugh about this. There were 80 people sentenced to death in our country this year. 80. Last year, 77 were committed to execution. But it'll take them 20 to 30 years before they ever get there because of the appeals. And when they get there, they probably won't get executed anyway because there's no more drugs. So have we eliminated the death penalty by a fashion that is sort of not what we expected? And in fact, the death penalty, its usage is dwindling because they can't come up with the drugs to do it. It's very interesting, huh? 11 minutes before the hour and good day.
Talk about easy money. It's Old Navy's best after-holiday sale ever. Now through New Year's Eve, get up to 75% off throughout the store. It doesn't get easier than this. Old Navy's famous jeans are also on sale. $19 for adults, $10 for kids. Now through New Year's Eve, only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores. While supplies last, excludes gift cards.
Winter is here. Temperatures will start plunging and utility bills will climb. Over the years, coal power plants have kept utility bills reasonable, but that could be changing. Hal Quinn with the National Mining Association explains.
Coal provides the most affordable electricity. That will end soon if Washington regulators have their way. The EPA is proposing controls on power plants in order to regulate carbon dioxide.
Coal now provides about 40% of our electricity. So how will these controls affect our utility rates?
The EPA is demanding that new power plants use a technology that doesn't even exist yet. As a result, new plants won't be built to meet the growing demand, and electricity rates will rise. We're telling the EPA they don't have to kill businesses and raise household utility bills to protect the environment.
For more information, log on to countoncoal.com. That's countoncoal.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. You knew that, though, right?
Yes, I bet.
You knew that, Jennifer? You knew that? Kenny, you knew that, right?
Yep.
Good, thank you. 51 after.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
One of my faves from the 70s, the Staples Singers. This is Let's Do It Again from the movie of the same name. Song was number one during this week in 1975. The movie, number one at the end of the year in 1975 as well. Let's Do It Again. Wish we could listen to the whole thing, but we can't because we've got things to do. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments, our focus, a contest featuring the number one movie during this week in 1997, which is kind of a cool movie. And he'll have some movie news for us. Tucker will have, and maybe we can escape from all of the foolishness with... I was thinking of Duck Dynasty, but you know, there's something good in all of the stuff that Jennifer Lawrence is doing. We ought to talk about her, Chucker, in a minute, because I know you saw her in a movie. She's, I think, something special, and we ought to talk about her. Before we get to that, though, let's get to our movie contest. Three audio snippets from a movie, as I said, number one during this week in 1997. I thought this was a good movie. I think you'll be able to remember it with a little juice going on in that cerebellum of yours. 888-302-3684. Number to call when you recognize the movie from which this audio comes.
Tell Crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
888-302-3684. You recognize that voice. Now, who was the co-star? You got the movie checker, right, from that?
I do.
Okay. Anybody else? Jennifer, you got it?
Not yet.
All right, next clue.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Oh, just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
Everybody wants that, dear. It doesn't exist.
Got it.
Wonder if anybody thinks that about me. Yep. Okay, next. Last.
You're going to give me hope. You got to do better than you're doing. I mean, if you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up. I mean, I'm drowning here. And you're describing the water.
Huh. don't know how you could have a relationship under that circumstance, but it was a good movie.
Yes, yeah, so he's always a bit theatrical.
Yeah, of course. That's the idea. He's an actor, Trevor. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. Win the swell prize. We'll talk about Jennifer Lawrence in a moment, plus the movies that are still left to come out this weekend here on Good Day.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L 1226 through 105. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chuck Curry and the Movie Moments. Jennifer Lawrence has been named Entertainer of the Year, Chucker. You were talking about the Associated Press says that she is the chosen one. She beat out Miley Cyrus. Blah. Justin Timberlake. I know there isn't. It's amazing.
Well, I was just saying to you off the air, Jennifer Lawrence is 23, but on screen she appears to act much older, much more sophisticated, much more in-depth than her general persona when she's on a TV talk show. But I do believe she could be, and it's saying a lot, she has the potential to be this generation's Julia Roberts, and that's a tough void to fill. Not many actresses. I don't think any actresses has filled that in quite some time. I got a chance to see American Hustle, new film she co-stars in last night, David O. Russell's new movie. I liked it. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. It'll probably be nominated for Best Picture. I don't think it's Best Picture material, but the cast is really good. Christian Bale, terrific. I think he put on about 50 pounds to play his role. Amy Adams does some of the best work of her career. And Bradley Cooper, very good actor. I like this film. I recommend it.
I'm going to kick out of Joan Rivers going all over the place with Jennifer Lawrence saying
it's free publicity for Joan Rivers.
That's, of course, totally. That's all it is. Yeah. Her and her usual baloney. All right, let's get the answer to our movie quiz. Here is Jill in Louisiana. What's the name of the movie, Jill?
The Shining.
The Shining. Good, because Nicholson is in it, but not the right movie. Much lighter. Todd's in Clarksville, Tennessee. Todd, what's the name of the movie?
As Good As It Gets.
As Good As It Gets. Number one movie this week, 1997, sir. You are the number one person with the number one answer.
Yay.
You get the number one prize. Hooray for Todd. Chuck, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.